Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweat's with you. Thanks for hanging out. We are overwhelmed by the messages that are already coming in, so we appreciate all the kind words. Again, this is not going to be a two-month goodbye thing, but it's out there. It is public, and we're already hearing from some people, so... Just wanted to pass along what the plan is. And again, make sure that you're following us. Stay connected to us on social media if you like this content, because we plan to continue to provide it, especially since we're not going to be here once the football season's still going on, right? And we want to talk about that with you guys and betting those playoff games and all that stuff. So the fun will continue just in some other way. We'll talk to Kelly in Vegas coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Get her college football plays, survivor plays, a lot of different options. I'm very curious what she is thinking for this weekend in the NFL. Let's begin, Sammy, with the Giants and the Eagles. A 7.5-point spread. The Eagles are a home favorite. Total of 44. We just saw this game a couple of weeks ago. The Giants should have had an impressive win in Denver, but they decided to allow 33 points in the fourth quarter for the Broncos to come back. So bit of a revenge angle. We remember back on Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago, the Giants pulled off the upset, and now they're playing in Philly. The line is more than a touchdown. Just when I look at this game, I think of one thing. Chuck Esposito. He kept going out of his way yesterday, the sportsbook director at Station Casinos, about talking about how much he loves the Eagles in this game, and I totally hear where he's coming from.
I had a feeling he would, because I got to know Chuck pretty well out there. He used to love those undervalued favorites. When the favorite is not getting the love, that was always a time for Chuck Esposito to kind of massage it a little bit, if you know what I'm saying. I think it's very simple. You're either a numbers better or you're a narrative better in this game, at least. Hopefully you're not all narrative betters all the time. But in this specific example, where the Giants go to Philly, the Giants just beat Philly a couple weeks ago and beat them pretty handily, and then the Giants were in total control for three quarters against Denver and lost by a point. So if you're a narrative better, well, the Giants are fun. Dable and Dart, Scataboo. They're scoring a lot of points. They're making me money. If you're a narrative better, you probably like the Giants, because it's a fun team that's been making some money, and now you're catching north of a touchdown. If you're a numbers better, though, Philly was just a 7-point road favorite against the Giants. And here we are a couple weeks later, and Philly at home is a 7.5-point favorite. And understand that this market opened at a lot of books in Vegas at 7. An even 7, minus 110. That did not last. It was like less than a day. We got off the 7 to 7.5. Because even at low limits, there were enough people that were betting at enough places laying the 7 to have the bookmakers go, oh, okay, all right, let's move this to 7.5. Like right away. So the sharpest bets so far this week have been on Philly minus 7. Now, I understand at 7.5, it's a different story, because now you're competing with the hook. And 21-14, you're going to lose. And 35-28, you're going to lose. And 17-10, you're going to lose if you're laying 7.5. But when you see that early move on Monday, when guys are logging into their apps or walking up to windows and laying 7 with the Eagles in this spot, that sort of speaks volumes, does it not?
Absolutely. It certainly does. The big difference that we're seeing right now with this Eagles team
is the passing game. The first month, people were chuckling, and I know it was bothering you a bit, laughing about what Jalen Hurts was doing or not doing, but they were winning games. But now if you look over the past few games, that's not what's happening. The deep ball is there. We have guys like Devontae going for 183 this past weekend. A.J. Brown goes for over 100, gets into the end zone a couple of times. He did not practice on Thursday. So this injury report, especially for A.J. Brown, is going to be vital. You're going to want both of those guys, and that could impact the point spread a little bit. Hopefully he's out there. We know Hurts dominates at home. As a starter, he is 28-4 straight up, but are they going to cover that number? Sam, if it doesn't happen for Saquon in this game, when's it going to happen? I know there are issues with the offensive line, but this is the perfect matchup for him. The Giants' defense is dead last, EPA per rush. Like, if it's going to happen this year, this is the spot. And Hurts was also passing on this defense a couple of weeks ago. I think it's a really good spot for the Eagles, whether it's teasers, Survivor, I like them. And in contest, I think I'm going to get there, but I want the 7, obviously, not the 7.5 since I'm on the favorite.
As bad as Barkley's been this year, and maybe bad's not fair because it's still one of the best players in football when healthy, but he's averaging 3.3 yards per carry. And it's just not the guy that we saw last year because he's not healthy. I'll say it for him. He doesn't look healthy. So This year, 44, 58, 30, 43, 46, 60. Those are his yard outputs. I felt like this guy was rushing for a bill a game when he was hot last year, if not more. So you see those numbers, and then you look at his prop for this game, and the number's 80.5 at BetMGM. He's only cracked the number one time. So I think it'll be very easy for the stats studiers to go, well, wait, he's only hit this number one time all season. I like the under. And the matchup is very good for him. They're probably going to get ahead. They're facing a rookie quarterback at home where the crowd is going to – can you imagine that Philly crowd breathing down Jackson Dart's neck for four quarters? It's just not a great spot for the Giants. So if the Eagles are able to win and roll, they're going to run the ball. And you would think against – where did Saquon play before the Eagles? Where did he play?
Down the road? Yeah.
You would think that he wants to just tear them up. Now, just because you want to doesn't mean you're going to, but there are a lot of factors working in favor of Saquon Barkley and in favor of the world champions who are only laying 7.5 at home to a rookie quarterback when they were a 7.5-point favorite at this team 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you on the Eagles?
What do you think?
Let's go.
Friday feels.
Show bet.
Eagles.
Show bet. Yes. Green. Green backgrounds. We're in. All right. Let's keep things moving. I know you like this game. You've got the Houston Texans, a 2-point home favorite against the San Francisco 49ers. Total, 41 in the hook. What's the angle?
Just love their defense and don't trust Houston's offense. We also... As is often the case this year, I'm looking at my fantasy lineup and saying, oh, these guys are all hurt again. I'm seeing Nico Collins questionable right now. And, of course, that's something that you could easily find out if you just look at an injury report. But I just pull up my fantasy team and see that Nico Collins is projected for no points and think, oh, again. So you've got an offensive line that's horrible with a quarterback who has regressed. His best receiver probably doesn't play again. And you're taking on a team that's just extremely well-coached and keeps finding ways to win. Now, when you look at this total, understand the sharpest move has come under, which makes sense, between San Fran and Houston. This total was 43 on the open, and now we're like 41, 41.5. That makes sense for sure. Probably going to be Mac Jones for San Francisco, but Mac Jones has been winning football games. So I like San Fran. I do think they win outright. I love them in a teaser. You go from 2 to 8. Or 1.5 to 7.5, that's probably a winning leg for a teaser.
Speaking of liking the defense, that's how I feel about Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like that, but you're right about the offense, certainly having their struggles. Here's my concern with San Francisco. You have a top-notch defense in the Texans. Everybody knows where it's going through. Once again, CMC had another game. We had 30 touches. It's a weekly occurrence. 30 touches, he's going to get his, right? And that's what happened last week against Atlanta. Texans are at a different level, and they're at home. That's obviously something that you can trust. EPA per play, Texans defense number one in football. 49ers defense, Robert Saleh has done a phenomenal job. My concern is it's like the replacement quarterback with San Francisco. They rallied around Warner for a week. They've been dealing without Bosa for a little while now, but now you're also without Warner. Did a good job last week. That's the first time we've seen it, missing both of those dudes. Very good job, but you were at home, and it was against the Atlanta Falcons, a team that just goes up, down, up. That's what they do for a living. Now you've got to go on the road and face a great defense. You know, now are things starting to settle in? They had a couple more injuries in that game. That's my concern. Not that I'm scared of this Texans offense in any way, but I don't know that that 49ers defense is going to play to the level that they did last week. I'm on Houston or nothing, but I'm not sure if they're going to end up making my card. That is to be determined. There are definitely a few other games that I like more, but you know, my thought process is the replacement quarterback, kind of comparing it there. I want to see this Niners defense do it again without Warner before I'm willing to believe all the way.
Understand. We'll be heads up on this one. I hope we're locked in on the next one, Buffalo and Carolina. I've been saying all week, I'm waiting for Buffalo to blow somebody out and sort of shut these people up that think that they're not legit and one of the better teams. And ironically enough, maybe I'm being narrative guy now after making fun of narrative guy two games ago with Philly and the Giants. Buffalo's just so much better. So much better. And I understand the Carolina running game has been efficient, to say the least, with Dowdle and with Hubbard. It's a very good running attack. But if Buffalo is able to set the pace in this game and put Andy Dalton behind the eight ball, what's the final score? You know, we had this spot last week when Philly went into Minnesota and everybody was betting Minnesota. And the number was a lot smaller. It was like 1.5, 2, 2.5. This number is much bigger at 7, 7.5. But this is a Super Bowl contender against a 500 team. And this Super Bowl contender is off the bye, stewing, ready to come back and play, ready to get healthy, ready to put some wins together. I think Buffalo is in a great spot here. I think they named the score.
Dowdle Moon. His props, 49.5. Are you kidding me? Dowdle's the better back right now. And he actually got more work last week when Hubbard did return. You have an easy matchup. The Bills rush defense, nothing to speak of. Yeah, I could see it both being right, where the Bills cover easily and Dowdle just performs. 49.5 plus 155 for an anytime touchdown for Dowdle. That's what I'm going to be doing in this game. It is Bills or nothing, though. I am not taking Carolina with Andy Dalton. No, thank you. Against this Bills team coming off their struggles in the bye. Nope, not doing that. Joe O, Sammy P, Kelly in Vegas is next. We'll continue later with the NFL card. This is Bet's West.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.